USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
Well, it's mystifying. The people of Arizona and Nevada deserve a lot better than the electoral system the politicians in those states have delivered to them. In fact, our nation deserves better when you have the fate of power in Congress hanging in the balance.
A large section of the destroyed space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in the sand at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, more than three decades after the failed launch killed a schoolteacher and six others. It's one of the biggest pieces of Challenger found in decades since the accident, and since two fragments from the left wing washed ashore in 1996. Alex Jones and his company were ordered Thursday to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages to families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Thursday's order, imposed by Connecticut Judge Barbara Bellis, is in addition to the nearly $1 billion jurors demanded from him last month. A man convicted of strangling his mother and burying her body in the yard nearly 20 years ago was executed in Huntsville, Texas, Wednesday. 61-year-old Tracy Beatty uttered, "See you on the other side," before he received a lethal injection. FTX Cryptocurrencies Exchange filed for bankruptcy and announced the resignation of its CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, on Friday. The billionaire, seen as one of the cryptocurrency sector's most prominent figures, filed Chapter 11 in a Delaware federal court. For more information, be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Tropical Depression Nicole was dumping heavy rains across the Florida Peninsula and the southwestern United States overnight after weakening Thursday. Friday, the threat of heavy rains, powerful winds, flooding, possible tornadoes remained as the large storm has now entered southwestern Georgia. Twitter is facing a financial nightmare. Owner Elon Musk said bankruptcy is a possibility for the company. Mr. Musk's bankruptcy comment came in a meeting with Twitter staff on Thursday in which he warned of dire economic challenges facing the company. In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day, as we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services. Thank you for your service. As North Korea continues their aggressive actions and rhetoric, meetings will take place to have a united response. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
President Biden is set to meet with leaders of Japan and South Korea to discuss the recent increase in missile tests from North Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States wants to be transparent about their concern that North Korea will launch a seventh nuclear test.
We are also concerned about further potential long-range missile tests in addition to the possibility of a nuclear test. And so we'll be watching carefully for both of those.
He says they will also discuss the increased cyber threats posed by North Korea.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.